Price check on the Margood tuna, 13 ounce, packed in water.
Good Lord, it's $1.85, $1.15 if he's got a coupon.
Well, thank you, Miss Harper.
You'd think she'd know it's only been on sale for 2 weeks.
Okay. There's your change. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hope you have a really nice day, Sam.
Thanks.
Drive carefully now.
I will. Yeah,
give that new puppy of yours a big squeeze for me, will you?
He's learning how to talk now.
No.
Will you get out of here? Why are you away?
Could you just calm down here?
Well, if you don't get a move on, the date on my milk's gonna expire.
It'll expire if you don't let Naomi check.
Why don't you people do yourselves a favor and go on over here to Sue Lampace's checkout? Number 6 here. She might make a few mistakes, but they're always in your favor. Go
on. Wait a minute. Don't send those people over to Sue Lampace.
Excuse me, is there a problem here?
No,
there most certainly is. All these people had to go over to Sue's counter because you got Miss Molasses here manning the express lane.
All those people went
over
to Sue's.
Well, Naomi, you just go on over and help Sue. She's overloaded.
Now,
I'll finish up with your mother-in-law. Naomi?
Oh, all right.
Sorry about any inconvenience, Mrs. Harper. I know you've been a good, loyal customer of this store for a long time now.
Since before you were born. Shoot, I was in the store the day your daddy came in and told us he had a 9-pound, 4-ounce baby boy.
I wasn't that big when I was born.
Well, we knew that, but every time your daddy got near scale, he put his thumb on it.
You know, I do wish my dad hadn't retired. I sure could use his help around here. Frankly, business really hadn't been that good lately.
Well, Frank, you're just not keeping your eyes open. Now, take the bakery, for instance. This market has the best bakery in Raytown, and people just keep buying that junk food.
Well, Ms. Harper, I can't force people to buy our baked goods.
We could give out some free samples. Shoot, I know plenty of girls that got their husbands doing that.
Oh, Ms. Harper.
Excuse me, do you have any of those new room deodorizers? They kind of look like pieces of fruit.
Yeah, let me see. That'll be over on aisle...
That'll be aisle 3, right next to the dog food display.
Aisle 3, the dog food.
Oh, thank you.
Speaking of which, Frank, what in the world are you doing with dog food on display? How many schnauzers come in here to cash their weekly paycheck?
Well, now, people have to buy dog food.
Well, now, that's my point. They have to. You got to put things on display that never cross their minds. You ought to put them jars of itty-bitty ears of corn out there. People would snap them up just to take them home and show the kids.
Itty-bitty... You know, Miss Harper, you have some pretty good ideas.
Well, that's just good old-fashioned horse sense. What do I owe you here?
I'll tell you what, Miss Harper. If you care to share some more of that horse sense with me, we'll just call this an even trade.
Well, you got yourself a deal there. Grab your clipboard there, Frank, because this old man's got plenty to say. Come on over to the frozen food.
Oh, Mr. Paul...
Naomi, you just go on back to your checkout counter now.
Come on, I want to show you something over here.
Oh, hey, Skeeter.
Hey, how was your day?
It was terrible. Your mother came into the store. She made a spectacle out of herself and a fool out of me. Last thing I saw, she was kissing up to Mr. Palmer, prancing around like the queen of produce, telling him where to put his zucchini.
Oh,
I hate it when your mama comes into the store.
Dear, dear.
I don't know what to do, honey.
Well, I'll just have a talk with her.
You will?
Sure, I will. I'll just tell her she'll have to do her shopping on your days off.
Oh, honey, you're so good to me.
May I remind you that I prepare food in this room?
Hey, Ma. We were just talking about you.
Oh, yeah? With what? Your eyebrows? Go on, honey. Tell her.
What?
Go on. Tell her what?
Oh, Mama, I would appreciate it if you would limit your shopping at the food circus to the days when Naomi's not there.
And why should I do that?
Well, go on, honey. Tell her why. Oh, for heaven's sake. Because you made me look like an imbecile in front of the manager and the customers. That is why.
Whatever you looked like before I got there.
Are you going to let her speak to me like that?
Now, look here, Mama. Just do us this one favor, will you, please, huh, for me?
We're fine, then. Guess I can change the days that I shop. No problem. Of course, my job might be a little harder to change.
Job? What job?
Job your boss gave me.
Mr. Palmer gave you a job?
That's right. He's created a new position for me, customer consultant. I consult with him and I give him advice.
Well, let me give you some advice. The food circus is 24 aisles of convenient shopping. If I catch you and your snide remarks within 8 aisles of my 10 items or less, the only thing you will be consulting with is the butt end of a rump roast.
Well, I think she took it real well.
Thelma, can you recommend your best dishwashing liquid? My hands are getting so rough and red.
Well, Lemon-O's on special over on aisle 3.
But, Ouch, you ain't ever washed a dish in your life. You don't want that lemon junk. It eats the polish right off your nails. Besides, who wants their dishes to smell like fruit?
Well, what should I use?
Go on over there and get you the biggest bottle of Shiny Clean they got.
That'll get my hands nice.
Smooth as a baby's bottom. Just drop the bottle in your husband's lap. Tell him to do the dishes.
He won't pay no attention to me.
He will if you drop it in the right place.
Lemon-O, indeed.
Miss Harper asked Thelma, is really working. Everybody's talking about it. And since we've been giving away free samples, the bakery's been sold out every day. Isn't it wonderful the way the customers just love her?
Well, do you think that they could love her in another part of the store? The express lane's starting to bottleneck.
Oh, no, no, no. We want her right here where there's the most traffic. This woman is gold.
Thank you, Frank.
Got any questions? Ask Thelma.
It's nice to be appreciated.
That'll be $8.76.
Yo, Mavis, did you get them corn pads?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Thelma. I tell you, Ask Thelma's the best thing that ever happened in this store. That woman's a fountain of information.
Yeah, she's a regular old geyser. Thank you for shopping,
Food Circus. Oh, and thanks again, Thelma, for that tip on the graham cracker pie crust.
Oh, no problem. Now, you just follow the directions on the back of that box and you can't miss. Plus, it's 10 cents off today.
It is? She charged me full price.
Well, Naomi, you yahoo, didn't you read your list of specials today? You've overcharged Mavis here by 10 cents.
Well, all right, so I made a mistake. What are you going to do, shoot me?
Not until I get my money.
Here, take your damn dime and beat it.
There you go, Mavis.
Just what the hell kind of a way is that to talk to my customers? First you overcharge them and then you cuss them out.
Listen, I've been working here for 6 years. You've worked here about 6 days. I think I know more about the grocery business than you do.
Well, you sure don't know how to keep your line moving.
Hey, my line was moving just fine till you decided you were going to stick your 2 cents
in here. Ladies, is there a little problem here?
I can't concentrate with her yelling advice over there. A checker has to be able to think.
Well, now, don't try to blame me for your mistakes. This express lane has never moved the way it's supposed to.
But now, ladies, let's simmer down here.
Mr. Palmer, I have worked my way up here from bagger to pricer to checker to the center ring right here at Food Circus, the express lane. She can't tell me how to do my job. She don't know the first thing about it.
Naomi? By golly, you're absolutely right.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Palmer, sir.
You're going to teach Thelma checking from top to bottom. As head of customer relations, Thelma should be knowledgeable of every aspect of this store.
Well, can't she round up the shopping carts?
No, we want her right here. Starting tomorrow morning, you're going to teach her everything you know.
About checking. Anything else she could teach me, I closed the book on years ago.
See these little computer lines right here? That's the price code. You put those right over the scanner. If it accepts the price, you hear a sound like this. Okay? Now, if it does not accept the price, you will hear a sound like this. Okay? Now, if you hear that sound, you got to enter this price in by hand. So you push the buttons for the price, and then you push the button for the produce or the meat or the dairy. If you make a mistake, you press this button here. After you get everything checked through, you make the change, bag them up, send them on their way. You got that?
Well, good Lord, what is this? The Evelyn Wood School of Speed Chicken?
Have you got it or not?
I'll give it a shot.
Well, all right. Go ahead.
See these little computer lines here?
Let's run them over this.
Boop. See them little computer
lines? Just get on with it.
Boop. Uh-oh. I've got to do this one by hand.
That's right.
Here we go. Get the price on that. Guess these are free today. Well, got to enter this one by hand. Well, there we go. Here we go.
Miss Harper, you are going to have a line all the way down to frozen foods. Now, you got to speed this up. You got to get a little rhythm going.
Yeah, I wish your mother to practice a little rhythm. Here's a little rhythm for you. Listen to this.
Well, how's our little student doing?
Good. Listen to this. Chicka-on, chicka-on.
Oh, golly, that's just great. That's just great, Velma. Yeah. Haven't she caught on quickly?
Well, it's much more difficult when there are actual customers in line. This isn't a real test, Mr. Palmer.
That's a good point, Naomi. Velma, with a little more practice, you think you could handle this counter tomorrow?
Piece of cake.
My counter? You're giving her my checkout counter?
Oh, you'll be here, Naomi. She needs somebody with her. I want you to stay right behind her. Bagging. Oh.
Hey, kids, where's our grub?
It's coming.
My keys are fine, Dale.
Now that you're both career women, does this mean we have to cook dinner every night?
Well, look at this. Everybody dig in.
Oh, well, doesn't this look good? Imagine you two kids cooking dinner for the family.
Yep, it's a perfect ending to the perfect day.
Sonia, aren't peas usually defrosted before they're served?
I like cold peas. No chance of burning your tongue.
Speaking of vegetables, did I tell y'all how easy it is to weigh the produce? How you just put it on that little scale and push that button and it automatically tells you the price. Well, Naomi, I got to hand it to you. You have bagged yourself one cushy job. You don't need brains. You don't need talent. And if word gets out how easy your job is, every chimp in the zoo is going to be lining up for a check.
I'd like to teach you a thing or two, you job snatcher.
Now, hold on, you two. Buzz and Sonia have fixed us a delicious dinner here. There's no reason we can't sit down and break bread in peace.
Peace? The only peace I find is at my express lane over at Food Circus. Your mama rules this house. The only thing I have in this world to call my own is my 10 items or less. And today your mother had me busted down to sacker.
Some people just can't separate their professional careers from their home life.
I don't have a home life. I have a basement life.
Well, get down in it where you belong.
Let's just finish this fine meal, shall we? Mama, I don't want to hear another word about Food Circus.
Fine.
It's not Grandma's fault. She's just doing a job.
She is not. She's doing Naomi's job.
Well, maybe Naomi wasn't cutting it.
She was cutting it just fine until Grandma came along.
Well, maybe Grandma's better.
I bet she's not so hot.
Well, neither are your dumb frozen peas.
So don't eat them. See if I care.
Fine. Fine with me.
I don't have to take that after I slaved over these peas. I'm going to Nancy.
Oh, now, come on, Sonia. Buzz, hey, don't. Well, I hope you're happy.
Don't try to lay this at my doorstep.
Oh, it's going way beyond the doorstep, Mom. It's right smack in the middle of the dining room table. You and Naomi both working at the Food Circus is tearing up our home.
Why is it that I am never allowed to do anything constructive with my life?
Well, do you have to be so darn good at it?
Well, what would you like me to do, Vinton? Quit my job?
No, I just want you to screw up so Naomi won't look so bad.
Miss Vinton, and you get it straight. Thelma Harper takes a dive for nobody. Scanner surface is clean and unobstructed. Bag lady's in position. By the way, bag lady, all orders, regardless of size, will be double bagged, and I will be given the breaks at regular intervals. Otherwise, you are to be on deck at all times. Is that understood, Missy? Now hear this, all Food Circus shoppers. The express lane is open on track one and bound for glory. Hey, gracious, good morning to you, Thelma Harper, at your service. Here we go, and your total is 417. Thank you very much. Here's your change. Thank you very much for shopping the Food Circus. You come again, you hear? Hey, gracious good morning to you, sir. Thelma Harper at your service.
Excuse me. Thelma, what do you suggest for stretching hamburger?
Well, I'd say grab both ends and pull hard. You can go over to 3B. Get yourself some burger, buddy. That'll make your meat go the distance. Tell you what, if you chop up a little onion in there and saute it in with the hamburger meat...
I'm in a hurry.
Well, you've come to the right place.
That was in my hand, Miss Harper.
Well, I know that. Just butt out. Remember, price on it. How much is this Longhorn chili?
I wouldn't know. I have butted out.
Naomi?
Oh, all right. It's on the list of specials. Didn't you read your list of specials?
It's on the list of specials. Kumquats. Radishes. Cream corn. Okra. Hand lotion. Dish towel. 6 for $1. There's a good buy there. Cereal assortment pack. What does that say there?
Lemons.
Lemons are good. Lemons. Wine in a box. Toothpaste. Family size. Longhorn chili. Here it is. $2. Oh. For crying out loud. That brings your grand total to $9.95.
How long will it take for change?
You're getting on my nerves, Four Eyes. There's your change.
Thank you, sir, and come again.
Don't encourage him to come back. Next, let's go.
I never waited like this with Naomi.
I'm moving as fast as I can, Chubbs. Well, good luck. Well, oh, my goodness, well, this thing has just flat torn your buns to bits. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you go on back and get yourself a fresh package? Better still, you don't need this junk. Go over to the diet section, get you some lean cuisine. Next, come on.
I have a question for Ask Thelma.
Ask Thelma is busy right now.
I just need to know what to do about a tea stain on the rug.
Put a chair over it.
Put a chair over it.
Well, what in the world is that now? Come on.
Don't get that way, Miss Harper. That is the signal that the register tape is upset.
Your break is over. Get up here, quick. Mr. Palmer, take this job and shove it.
Dinner was great, Grandma.
Well, thank you, darling.
And you're right. Peas are better warm.
The cherry pie was the best ever.
Well, thank you, baby.
Mama? I really want to thank you for what you've done.
Well, why? I cook dinner every night.
No. I mean, screw it up on purpose over at the food circus.
Do you think that I actually put myself through that humiliation for her?
No, of course not. You did it for me. And I think it's just about the nicest thing you've ever done.
Well, what's a mother for?
You just made a total jackass out of yourself just because I asked you.
Well, that's all right, Fenton. You've always done the same for me, and I never even had to ask.
Thank you for the delicious dinner, Miss Harper.
Oh, well, dinner is nothing compared to that pressure cooker down at the food circus.
Oh, it's not so bad. All you need is a little experience and a natural gift.
Well, you've got it. You were right, Naomi. You belong at the food circus, not me.
Well, thank you very much.
Only a total idiot would work there.
Come on, Benton, let's go down to the basement before this apology gets any worse.
Nighty-night. Well, For somebody who's allergic to bacon, you sure are in an all-fired hurry to jump in the sack.